a lot you can do about the weather. That's why I don't talk about it very much. But we've had some pretty good weather so far. And it's not out of the question, according to Channel 4, that a stronger or more severe storm could impact our area a little bit later. Our area being down back home area, Detroit area. Up here at Mackinac Island, I have checked with my weatherman, who also happens to be the owner, CEO of Starline Mackinac Island Ferry, Jerry Fetty, who says, nah, I think it's come through already. It's going around us. It's going to be another beautiful day on Mackinac Island.
That's right, pal. Well, welcome back to Mackinac Island. It looks like the storm has passed, and it's going to be a great weekend here.
It's great being in your office once again. This is a great vantage point. Now, I know that you probably face toward the wall there, but I'm facing toward the windows. I wouldn't get any work done here because it's such a beautiful venue and beautiful view. And things are going great. You picked us up yesterday in a pirate ship.
That's right, and a good fortune. That's our new pirate ship we just brought here last year. Started it out at the beginning of the pandemic, and it was just a phenomenal success, and we're really excited to bring it back again this year.
I can see that being something that, well, all the folks would like, but especially the kids. I mean, they're on an authentic pirate ship. What's the story there? How'd that come about? This is your second year with the pirate ship?
Correct. It's our second year. The pirate ship originated down in Pensacola, Florida. And the owners then had the idea of bringing it up to Michigan, and they approached us a couple of years ago and wanted to know if we'd bring it to Mackinac Island, and we said yes, and we ended up purchasing the ship from them. And, you know, it currently brings people over six times a day, and you're right, the kids love it. As a matter of fact, when we get the kids on the boat, we have them swab the deck, and the parents just wonder, how do we get them to clean so good?
Pick up some skills they'll take home with them, huh?
We don't know if they actually take them home, but they do a good job on our boat.
Well, that's excellent. You're really looking at a full-bore season ahead of us. And so you've expanded, kind of expanded, your schedule for Starline.
Correct. We got heads up that it might be a very busy season this year.
I think it is going to be.
And we've added a lot more trips on. We're actually the latest boats off the island now. We have the most trips underneath the Mackinac Bridge, which we did yesterday, and every trip under that bridge is just awesome.
It is awesome to go through underneath that bridge as you took us. Thank you again for that. And again, we think of how they start painting at one end, and when they get to the other end, they start painting again. It's really well-maintained and beautiful, especially from underneath, which is not a view you get very often.
That's correct. And there, we were under there last night, and we saw they were finishing the paint job on the south tower. And like you said, once they're done, they'll start all over. And I think I've heard that it actually costs more to paint the bridge now than it cost to originally build it
in the
50s.
Isn't that funny? I have not heard that, but it doesn't surprise me now. That's a good point. Meanwhile, you do these evening sunset cruises. That's been very popular.
Correct. When people come up to the island, they're looking for fun things to do, and at night when it quiets down a little bit, we take people from the island and from Mackinac City and St. Ignace, and we'll go underneath the Mackinac Bridge and watch the sunset and watch the fireworks on Friday and Saturday nights as well.
The second annual Great Lakes Pirate Festival is underway. How long does the festival last?
The festival is one day. It starts tomorrow at noon and goes to about 4:30, at which time we're going to load all of the pirates up in Mackinac City and put them on the Good Fortune pirate ship and bring them over to the island for a pirate invasion.
Well, that's great. Maybe you should let people know that's going to happen. You know, I'm thinking War of the Worlds, things like that, where people missed out on the theatrics of what was happening. I'm sure it'll be just fine. I do want to make sure that people know about your tall ship tours. That's really something.
Yes, it is. And I know you were in Bay City the other day, and we actually partnered with Bay Sail, and they brought up the Appledore 4, which is a 85-foot sailing schooner, and they're doing sailing trips out of St. Ignace for most of the summer. They'll be here and till the 4th of July, and then they'll leave for a little bit and come back for the end of the summer. And they're going to do sunset cruises as well, eco cruises, and just sail around the straits. It's very peaceful and relaxing. It's a great way to enjoy the area.
You know, this is, I got to tell you, this is Jerry Fetty, CEO of the Starline Mackinac Island Ferry. This is excellent news because we've broadcast from the tall ships before in Bay City, your reference noted. But we haven't talked in the past that I can recall for people to be actually able to get on one of the real tall ships and to go on a sail. And that's what you're talking about here.
That's exactly what we're talking about. I actually did it myself last Wednesday, and it was a great time.
Peaceful.
Very quiet and peaceful. And the crew on the boat, just watching them work those sails is incredible. It's just a great experience.
Well, it sounds like it. The Appledore 4, and they can set that up in the same way they can work with you at Starline, Mackinac Island Ferry, for the tall ship tours. What is it they have to do? Go on to MackinacFerry.com to get all the details?
That is correct. MackinacFerry.com. Click on the tickets button, and there'll be a link to the tall ships tickets, and you can purchase them right there.
Well, it sounds fabulous. That you're set for a great season of your regular business, getting happy people here to the island and then back to the mainland, and doing your Good Fortune pirate ship, which you'll have all season, correct?
That's correct,
available.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get confused. Think it's just on the Pirates Festival tomorrow. And then the tall ship tours, which you can get all the information for everything we've talked about at MackinacFerry.com. As we thank Jerry Fetty, the CEO of Starline Mackinac Island Ferry, for the use of his office once again, and our family members from our FM with Blaine and Lauren and Matt are just next door, actually on the pirate ship.
That's correct. Blaine's over there practicing his pirate dancing right now.
And I think he's probably pretty good at that. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I warned him that we might have to make him walk the plank a little later if he didn't do a good job.
I think he's up for it.